Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I, like a lot of you guys, find myself politically homeless. And we cover that in our bonus content this week. And Abby has a friend whose ex is reaching out in about the strangest, creepiest way I've ever heard in my life. You're going to have to find that on our bonus content, burtshow.com/bonusBS. All right, he flat out says he's just using the neighbors for their pool. His wife is not so cool about it, right? Who's right and who's wrong? Abby's got the email.
Burt Show, I'm having a disagreement with my wife and could use your take on the situation. So here's the deal. Our neighbors happen to have the most epic pool ever. I mean, it's pretty insane. They have these really fun parties around their pool all summer long. They also have no problem letting us use the pool on our own when they're gone. It's an awesome situation for us. Let me be real with you guys. I'm totally using them for their pool. I couldn't care less about forging a meaningful relationship with them. I actually can't stand them.
Oh.
And I find them to be incredibly annoying. I try everything I can to avoid being around them while hanging out at their place.
I like that escalated rather quickly.
It's one of those things like when you're writing it, you don't realize how emotional it is. But then when the words are coming out, it just gets worse and worse and worse.
I mean, it's one thing to find them annoying. It's another thing to find them insanely annoying.
You can't stand them.
My wife knows exactly how I feel. And while she may not feel as strongly, she also doesn't really like them. Because we don't like them, she's feeling guilty about taking advantage of them. She says that she doesn't want us using their pool at all this summer. And that's where the disagreement begins. She thinks it's, quote, morally wrong to use people just for their amenities, end quote, even if they don't mind. I think morally wrong is a bit strong. Sure, it'd be better if they had a great pool and we liked them, but I don't think that should stop us from using the pool and going to the parties. Am I wrong?
I guess I would need to feel like what I don't like about them. Like, if I go over there and we're hanging out around their pool, am I going to have to talk for 2.5-3 hours about things that I don't agree with them at all about? You know, like, I really don't like who they are as people at all. Am I going to have to deal with that? Or is it just because, I don't know,
you're chatty Cathy.
Chatty, or somebody's drinking too much whenever you're over there a little bit. That I can put up with, but a pool's a pool.
A pool's a pool. I think, so it just kind of sounds like they're just so bugged by these people. It doesn't sound like there's a moral, well, I mean, the wife thinks it's morally wrong, but it doesn't seem like these people are horrible. They're just irritating. And so I don't think it's wrong as long as to their face you're nice, because I think it's one thing if you're going to go over and be like, oh, but your pool's great. But so as long as you're kind, you can talk crap about them behind their backs.
Oh, you can't. That you sell it.
Yes, what you can. I'll do anything for a good pool.
I don't think it's morally wrong because you're not using it behind their backs. I mean, they're letting you use it. And I'm kind of with Bert on this. I would have to know what the exact issues are. I don't think I would be able to do it. I'm just not wired like that. I don't think I would be able to fake it like all the time like that just to use the pool. But if they say it's okay to use it when they're not around, I might jump in that thing.
See, I like to believe at this point, a stage in my life, I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. And like Mo, I can't fake it. Like I just, and while I was over there, I wouldn't have a good time. I wouldn't feel good about it. I wouldn't enjoy myself. So I would just have to go find a pool to join elsewhere.
Y'all are about to have the worst summer ever. I'm gonna be kicking it at my neighbor's pools.
Abby and I are probably going to be over there together.
Okay. Bo and I will be at my house listening to you splash and do cannonballs and have a big old time.
Watching from the window with tears in my eyes.
They got a tiki bar and everything. It's great over here. It's great in sellout lane.
I will tell you this, man. We had a next door neighbor years and years ago. Our friend Mike, who had a pool, and I mean, this amazing gazebo, and he threw the greatest parties, but he was sincerely the nicest guy on the planet. Like, I felt bad about, like, saying no to an invitation, and it is so nice when you have a next-door neighbor that has a pool that is welcoming, and he was the same way. Come on over whenever you want, man, even if we're not here. No problem at all, right? And it really is super nice to have that neighbor, but if they're a complete D-bag... Like you said, if it's like an integrity or a value thing, I'm not going over there. But if it's just I got to deal with some annoying stuff, a pool is awesome. And a jacuzzi? Oh, you won't even know.
Swim apart? Hell yeah.
Swim apart the whole thing, man. Oh, yeah. You have no idea I hate you. You have no idea.
The Burt Show.